Chapter 16. The red glow was becoming stronger with each hoofstep into the forest. Rainbow Dash didn't like to admit it, but she was feeling a tiny bit spooked. She trotted close behind Captain Solano, who trudged forward with purpose through the labyrinth of tropical trees and foliage. Nothing seemed to faze her. "This way!" Solano shouted to the group before taking a sharp left, then a hard right. "No, maybe it's this way!" This pattern seemed to go on for hours. Rainbow Dash felt like giving up. Her hooves were tired, and her tummy was growling, despite being gifted a piece of cheese by Brumby a few miles back. She was about to suggest they abandon the whole mission when Captain Solano stopped dead in her tracks. "I see it!" she said in disbelief. "Look! Every creature! It's right there!" The pirates rushed forward, clamoring to get a look at the treasure. Squabble was caught behind Mullet and Boyle, so he tried climbing onto their backs. But his attempt was unsuccessful, and he came tumbling to the ground. Brumby, Rainbow Dash, and Daring Do were finally able to push their way through the bumbling pirates to catch a glimpse. The jagged, glowing red stone was simply sitting in the middle of a stone slab. There was no elaborate protection system around it, or carvings depicting its history. It was as if some pony had just dropped it there a few hours ago and would be back for it at any moment. It was ripe for the taking. Captain Solano couldn't help herself. She lunged forward, eyes glowing red with the reflection of the stone as she clasped her claws around it. But as soon as she tried to lift it up, the parrot realized that it was either stuck or it was unbelievably heavy.
"I can't seem to," she grunted,
squatting down and trying to leverage her own weight against it. Boyle and Mullet rushed over to help her, but they couldn't lift it either. It was such a small rock. How could it weigh so much?
"Just as I thought," Brumby's laugh cut through the sounds of grunting as the pirates kept trying to extract the garnet in vain. "You did plan to keep the good fortune garnet for yourself, Captain?"
"What?" Captain Solano stood up, a look of feigned innocence on her face. How did this pony know her innermost thoughts?
"I did not." "You're lying," Brumby explained. "Because if you weren't, you'd be able to do this."
He trotted over to the garnet and kicked it gently with his hoof. The gem rolled with ease, as if it were weightless.
"See, while we were trudging all over this jungle in circles, I remembered another thing about the garnet."
By now, the ponies and pirates were hanging on Brumby's every word.
"The good fortune garnet will only allow itself to be owned to provide its gifts to a creature who wants to use it to help others, not for personal gain."
"So that's why Solano can't pick it up?"
Rainbow Dash was shocked. She felt as if the ground was falling out from under her hooves.
"Because she wasn't going to give it back to Cloudsdale like she promised?"
Rainbow Dash met Solano's eyes and instantly knew that Brumby was right. Her friend had been lying to her all along.
"Rainbow Dash," Solano pleaded, "it wasn't like that."
The captain walked over to a large rock and sat down, letting out a heavy sigh.
Rainbow Dash raised an eyebrow. "So how was it then?" "I did originally want to help you and the ponies of Cloudsdale by returning the treasure to where it belonged, but the more I thought about it, the more I realized that my crew here has had more than their fair share of bad luck. First with the misfortune Malachite, and then the Storm King. I guess I just wanted a way to make sure that all our future swashbuckling days would be great ones."
"Aw, Cap'n," Mullet sniffed. "You were trying to take care of us. That's really sweet of you."
"Yeah,"
said Boyle, still tugging at the gem to no avail.
"We just wanted the garnet to bring us riches."
"I'm really sorry, Rainbow Dash."
Captain Solano took off her hat and slumped down. "And I'm sorry for not bringing your sky packs back right away, Brumby.
We meant to, but got caught up in our trip and just figured we'd get them to you on the way back. We'll return them to you as soon as possible."
Daringdo and Brumby exchanged a surprised look. Solano stood up and hobbled over to the pirates.
Now, we should probably leave you to it, since we can't help with the garnet anyway. But if we could, we'd bring it back to Cloudsdale, where it belongs.
She tugged at Boyle's shirt to pull him away from his obsession with the gem, but lost her balance. The captain flailed her arms and tried to regain her footing, but it was no use. She stepped around the glowing gem, wobbling on her peg leg. The captain kicked the Good Fortune garnet, and it went spiraling into the air, headed straight for Rainbow Dash.
Gotcha!
Rainbow Dash caught the gem and nearly dropped it because of how light it actually was. A wide smile spread across her face as the realization hit her.
Captain Solano, you kicked the garnet! If you were able to move it, that means your intentions were true after all!
The pirate captain did really care about Rainbow Dash and the Pegasi of Cloudsdale.
Huh,
Brumby nodded, considering.
I guess Rainbow Dash is right. Maybe you aren't such a bad old bird after all.
Captain Solano suddenly felt lighter than a cloud.
Shall we get this thing back to where it should be, then?
It was time for a new adventure.
Sure, and after we bring Brumby back home, then we can return the Good Fortune garnet, too,
Daringdo joked. Every creature laughed, except Brumby, who grumbled something inaudible and began to trudge back to the airships. As Rainbow Dash gave the gem to Daringdo for safekeeping, she felt a sense of calm wash over her. She'd tried her best and succeeded, and she'd done it with friends by her side. Her parents would be so proud.